Tracy Morgan in with your extended news at noon, and we're going to continue a couple of interviews. I know in a couple of minutes we're going to have Bob Dandoy on, and it's something that we talked about a week ago, about the farm market opening, and that scheduled date is still scheduled for the 23rd. So as far as we know, there is no change in that particular schedule. But first, I wanted to take a couple of minutes talking to the Marburger Dairy Farm, or the Marburger Dairy Company, I should say. Marburger Farm Dairy. We'll get it right. We'll get it right. Marburger Farm Dairy. And of course, they distribute the milk from area farmers, great area farmers in this area. So all right, let's get to this, because the good news that we just heard about this week is that they are participating in the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farmers to Families Food Box Program. And this is a federal food program. And Marburger Farm Dairy in Evans City, they receive $79,000 for this program so they can participate in this particular program. The money will be used for the purchase of surplus milk and other dairy products, but we wanted to talk to them and be able to talk to Craig and Carrie. So Craig and Carrie Marburger, thank you very much for joining me for a couple of minutes. So explain to us what you're going to be doing with this particular program.
We're just packaging the product in the boxes and distributing to food cupboards, food banks, and other church groups and people that we're going to distribute the product to people in need.
So you recently received close to $80,000, but about $79,000 through the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Farmer to Families Food Box Program. And so was that money needed in order for you to participate in this program?
Yes. And yes, that's what was needed for us to get the product packaged and get it, the labor, the paying the farmers, and the packaging to get out to the people in need.
How does this help the farmers? I know we've talked to some farmers, and we understand that their strain is there as well because of the lower distribution, if you will, of the milk. And so does that help the dairy farmers in this area by being able to still buy their milk?
We're hoping this program brings dairy back into the front of the refrigerator to people want to buy milk and believe it's important for farmers to use farmers' consumption.
So do you hope that it increases their production for you to continue to increase your distribution?
Yes, we do.
Good. Fabulous. And so let me also ask you this question, too, because when we talked to one of the farmers, they explained to us the number 42 on the packaging and indicating that that's from Western Pennsylvania, from Marburger. Can you explain to us again what that means if we're going to help Marburger and the dairy farms in this area and the local producers and the local distributors? What do we need to look for? How do we look for that on the label?
Looking for the local name is the most important. Marburger Dairy. Our products all come from Western Pennsylvania, especially in the Butler County area, Saxonburg. Our milk comes from here. It's processed by Marburger Dairy. Also, Titusville Dairy makes ice cream mix with that. So your local ice cream cones come from local farmers, and that all helps use up the supply of milk.
Craig, I appreciate you being with us for a couple of minutes just to explain that. Is there anything that we as a community can do along with buying Marburger milk? But is there anything that you need from the community right now?
Just the support, and that we hope that this program, like we said, will continue bringing milk in since it was on a decline before this pandemic. And we're hoping that with the people getting more milk in their house that they'll realize that this is something that we need, because if it's not here, then someday it'll all be gone and you won't have that option ever again.
What does your end of the industry look like right now? Now that we're in the yellow phase, are you seeing an increase in distribution or an increase in demand? Or are you just trying to get the word out of buy local, buy local, buy local?
A little bit of both. We are seeing a little more demand with some of the restaurants doing more of the carry out, but it's still down. But it is just buy local. If you want to know where your food sources are coming from, it's buy local, and it was always here. We always had milk. We always had product available for the consumers. If they couldn't find it anywhere, they could always come to the dairy and pick it up. We started curbside, and I feel we helped our community out a great deal, and we've heard a great positive response, and they were happy with it too.
Anything that you would like to tell the community at this point, just in the way that we are in the yellow phase? But I think a lot of us, if we think we need to go get milk, we just go wherever and buy it, and we don't think twice about it. And I think this message is important to get out, because I've even switched to looking for that 42 and looking for your name and going to a particular store so I can buy that and help out the industry. So is there anything that you would like to tell consumers right now, just to remind them of the importance of this?
Their neighbors could be employed here, and they're keeping jobs within the community and within the county, and we thank them for all the support that they have given us. We appreciate it, and we've done everything we can to help the community also.
And Carrie, let me just ask this too. If there's a business out there that's thinking maybe we could help the dairy industry out, and maybe they aren't partners with you right now, how did they get that process started?
They just have to call the dairy, and we'll get them to the right person.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you very much, you two. I appreciate it, and I'm so glad that you're participating in this, the Farmers to Families Food Box Program, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.